we'd all have to get on their feet again. And the rations went on, right into the 50s. The rations didn't come to the end just with the war ending.
No, I remember that.
Mm. So,
and you had all these tank traps on the beach as well.
Oh yes. And out in the country they had places, you know, Aiton Infill Road and all that, these great big lots of things which have now gone. And we had shelters situated in different places, and there was one in Sea Road under that high walk.
Yes, that's right, it's still there.
Oh, is it? Yes, and one in Amos Road, which is gone now. They built the new road, and but you never had time to get to them. No. I'll never forget coming up from the town up Sea Road, on the road, because so you could dash into it, you see. And I was coming up, and they'd had a lone bomber come over, and he tried to bomb the viaduct to east at Crowers.
Yes.
And because we were coming up, I didn't know someone was behind me, but I was coming up to you, and suddenly saw this, you know, I could see him standing up in the front of the plane, firing, then luckily he was firing the other side of the road, and I was so, when you're frightened, you're facing how you react. Yeah. I didn't do anything. I just stood there, looking, you know, absolutely hypnotised, and some man walking up behind me threw me to the ground, laid on me, because he was petrified, and he must have been pinching me up. I didn't know that, but he was older than I was, and he was shaking like a leaf. Of course it rang, the plane, you see, and we got up, and he wanted me, he worked in the butchers up there, Pocock, he wanted me to go in and have a coffee. He was much more terrified than I was, I suppose, being an older person, I was ever so young then. And when I got home, I said to my mother, I don't know if I twisted my back, and when I took my jumper off, I got bruised, it was bruised on it, he must have been pinching me. It is right, oh man.
Oh, dear, oh dear.
So, I mean, it was sheer luck whether you didn't get damaged. Yeah. Well, really, I mean, there was nothing, we never would have got it, well, if we'd gone across it, we was firing down that side of the road.
Yeah.
I'm just getting rid of his ammunition. He had bombed the viaduct, but missed him, I imagine.
Oh, he had bombed the viaduct?
Yeah, he hadn't got any bombs on, he's just getting rid of his ammunition, wasn't he, to fly back home. Yeah. And I just see him. He must have been a gunner as well. I mean, it was a bomber, not an ordinary little thing, and I could see him flying, and I was literally hypnotised, because you see, coming over Old Town, he was low, and we were sort of coming up
to
him.
The Old Town itself didn't get bombed at all, did it?
Well, I think we did have bombs up there, can't remember all
but
of
I mean,
it, they mended everything, they were very good, you know. I mean, the hospital, that they dropped some scatter bombs on there, they dropped six scatter bombs. I lived in Big Sur Road, which is just behind it. And it blew the people, obviously, the whole frame, everything came in. And they were in Morrison shelter in the kitchen, and they got in there, and one of the girls was protecting her sister because she was expecting a baby, and she got cut from the glass because it went right through there, and sort of grating at the side. You see, it was all right for the top thing, and it went through the side. But the hospital the next morning, when we looked at it, it looked as though someone had got hold of it like that and gone like there, one cut, tile straight. It just looks like something got out of the hospital and gone like that, and you never saw what it looked. Somebody didn't take a picture of it. We all stood and thought, well, it looks so funny.